Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today with the Get Her Done program, we have Rayette Brown joining us. And Rayette, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Let's Talk. Rayette joining us today. We're going to talk about a new event, Heart Redneck Shoot for the Heart, that is coming up this Saturday, April 29th. But before we talk about the event, Rayette, we'd like to hear a little bit more about the Get Her Done program.
Okay, absolutely. 100% of the proceeds from my Heart Redneck. I've done, the last 4 years, I did the Heart Redneck Triathlon at the Buffalo Bar and the Buffalo Lanes.
Yeah.
And so this year, like I said, I'm doing the Heart Redneck Shoot for the Heart. But 85% of the proceeds benefit heart patients needing assistance, and I'll get into that a little more. But my Get Her Done program, 15% of that goes back to that. 5% of the proceeds go to, like, the American Heart Association. I sponsored a couple, my granddaughter and another couple of her friends, for the jump rope for the heart.
Awesome.
The others I give back to my organization, Women Heart. We just deal with women and heart disease. That 10% goes to, no wait, 5%, sorry.
5%, that's okay.
5%, you know, the rest of that goes back to Women Heart, because when I became a Women Heart champion, I had to go to Mayo clinic, you know, for a four-day symposium. Well, there's a lot of women. I was able to apply for a grant to help me get down there. Well, this is what, you know, we raise funds for to, that goes back to another women out there in the United States, so they can educate in their community.
And then 85%, right?
Right.
Will stay in our community.
The 10%, you know, five will go back between the Women Heart and American Heart, the programs, heart programs. 10% stays here with my Get Her Done program.
Yeah.
I do a monthly support group. I've done it since 2008.
Okay.
And actually, I just almost ready to take over. I'm going to become the district leader.
Wow.
For the Women Heart and the Upper Midwest. So I'll be covering five states.
Wow, that's going to be a big,
A
big
step. I got to, you know, keep track of, you know.
Yeah.
I got, like, the only coverage we don't have yet, and I'm working on getting, like, maybe something online going, is, like, Nebraska and South Dakota.
Ah, okay.
But so then I'm, my computer is about on the need for, so I'm going to be doing a lot more reports and stuff. So I want to get, you know, I mean, you can get computers pretty reasonable nowadays.
Yeah.
So I do definitely need a new computer. But, and that helps with when we meet monthly, you know, depends where we meet. I can provide, like, snacks, or we go down to Dairy Queen. I can provide smoothies for the girls, you know, and it goes back to that, because I'm given support. And I also do a, what we call heart match online support. I've got flyers out in Sanford, down in Fargo, and I'm working on Bismarck and Sioux Falls, getting my online, doing like an online support group, because I can't
be, you know, two places, three places.
Right,
at once.
Exactly. Right. So, and that goes, you know, because delivering them down to Fargo or Bismarck, so it kind of helps.
Absolutely. So, again, Rayette Brown joining us here on Let's Talk. So, let's talk about the event. Heart Redneck Shoot for the Heart, again, on Saturday, April 29th. It looks like it's a dart and pool tournament.
Right, exactly. I went the heart, the redneck went totally a different venue now. You know, and I was very gracious that, you know, the Buffalo Bar, between the bar and the, with my Heart Redneck Triathlon for the last 4 years, was, you know, they were great. But I seen kind of a decline, and it's like, maybe it was the time of the year. Maybe it was the venue. People were getting tired of the same old. So I thought, what am I, what do I want to do to generate, you know, something fun? And I thought, I'm going to do a dart and pool tournament.
Awesome.
So I come up with the Heart Redneck Shoot for the Heart single, double elimination dart and pool tournament. And Danny Letta, who also is battling heart issues. He's got diabetes really bad. Is helping me on the dart part because he himself shoots dart.
Yeah.
And Josh, who is in with the pool, is helping me, you know, kind of there.
Get that going.
So that kind of helped. Because it's like, how do you run a dart and pool tournament? So they've been helping me.
Awesome.
And it's this Saturday, the 29th. It came up fast.
Yes, it did.
12 o'clock, I'm doing registration. 1 o'clock, we'll do startup. And it's 15 per person.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a single double elimination tournament.
Okay.
I will have food down there. I'm going to do barbecues and chips and some snacks.
Yeah.
So people can come in and eat. I'm going to be doing mini raffles.
Okay.
Throughout the day, okay. And then I'm going to do buy a bottle of Boone's Farm wine because it's a redneck wine for a chance to win one night at the Hampton Inn and a dinner package for two at Paradiso.
Oh, so they get the bottle of wine and also they get
there's a number going to be underneath, and whoever has
the winning number
will win.
That sounds like a
Hampton
lot of fun.
Inn, and I think it's going to be fun. You know,
a
totally different venue, like I said, and I think it's going to generate a little more funds and opportunity for me to help and target a lot more heart patients out there where I was very limited with, you know, funds. And I think this is, I mean, it's already showing that it's already going to be, you know, because I did a raffle and with selling raffle tickets. And it's just,
it sounds like
I'm excited.
Next step. Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be a new adventure for me. And it's going to be something that's going to be held every year. So
wonderful.
We're
going to
totally do a new redneck venue.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited for you as well. So the Heart Redneck Shoot for the Heart, dart and pool tournament, single and double elimination, this Saturday, April 29th, 12 o'clock registration, $1 startup at the Corner Bar, $15 per person, raffles, prizes, and also, Rayette, a really special auction item you guys will have as
well. Came in from Grandma.
Oh.
I got...
Gotta love Grandma.
I know Grandma. Carson Wentz's Grandma, Bev.
Yeah.
I've known her for years through my Bible study, and she's just been wonderful. And he, you know, he's so overwhelmed. I couldn't quite get the jersey signed from the Eagles because he's just, it's crazy what he has to go through.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
You know, but I did get a picture of him coming in for a touchdown from January 2015 that FCS championship game.
Big game.
And it is signed. That is his signature,
wow.
Carson Wentz. So that's going to be my special.
That's really exciting.
You know, silent auction item.
You know, and Ray had brought it into the studio. It's awesome. Like, a great picture. And we have to remember that this will be up for auction and numerous other items, too.
Right.
And it's all going to be for your program.
Yep. Robert Oswell, who does Roswell Inc., on top of the Corner Bar, he does it part-time, and hopefully he wants to get into it full-time.
Uh-huh.
He's given me two free two-hour sessions.
Wow.
So I'm going to have a mini auction, you know, of probably one at the beginning and one towards the end.
For that, wow.
You know, because he was just gracious enough to do that. I mean,
that's amazing.
And people love tattoos.
Yes, they do.
Know?
Yeah,
I would, but hey, I can't get a tattoo no more because of my blood clots, and I'm on Eliquis blood thinners now the rest of my life. So, but what an opportunity!
Absolutely.
And Smokehouse Ribs has given me up a nice basket, so it'll be fun.
It's a community effort, and it's really
showing. Everything, like I said, goes back to heart. 85% of, like I was mentioning before, benefits heart patients needing assistance. Like if somebody comes to me and say, well, I got to go down and have a stress test. No, this is going to have to be an extensive, you've had surgery.
Yep.
You got to keep going back. You got to go down for stents, which is a surgical procedure. And then I can help you out. Like I said, I think this is going to generate a little more funds for me so I can help out a little bit more.
Definitely.
You know, and they can use it for gas, give them a gas card.
Yeah.
Food.
Food, yes. All of those important with this.
It's my chance to give back to the community. It's my chance to give back, kind of like I said, with my Heart Match program. I'm like the big sister, you know. Yeah. I know what you're going through, and you're not alone in this journey. And that's why I do it. I enjoy it.
Awesome. It's amazing. It's a great cause, Rayette. And anybody who's listening can help out with that cause during the Heart Redneck Shoot for the Heart, Saturday, April 29th at the Corner Bar. Rayette, anything else you wanted to add about the event?
No, I think come on down. Just check it out. I mean, if you don't even want, you know, like I said, I'll have mini auctions, and then the Carson Wentz will be there. Yeah. That's, you know,
some You don't have to know how to play pool or darts, you know, right? I mean,
you can just come. And I get food down there, and, you know, I'll do a free will donation if you want to, you know, come in off the street, or just come down and chit-chat, and we'll have fun.
Perfect.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. Again,
and Sheldon has just been wonderful, because I can use the top and the bottom.
Oh, awesome.
He's like, if you want to bring food in, that's fine. You know, this is a great cause, and I'm here to help you out. Yeah. And he's just been wonderful.
Yeah, community coming through for this. So it's this Saturday, April 29th, 12 o'clock registration, 1 o'clock startup. And Rayette, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Warren, for having me.